Well, on a rainy day like today, there's still plenty of art to celebrate downtown. The Works Festival runs until July 16th, and as part of it, a tech startup is opening their doors in City Center Mall. Moment Discovery is a collective of artists and technologists, and they're exploring what they call human computing. Our Claire Bonnieman dropped into their studio to check out Hello Human.
Hello, my name's Pamela Anthony. We're in the Moment Discovery studio downtown in City Center Mall. It's a big open space filled with media art, cameras, people working on machines, light shows. It's a big immersive environment, a sort of art playground. Moment Discovery is a local tech startup. We have a tagline, the art of human computing, but computer interactions that really have how people move, speak, and interact be the drivers for whatever happens in the room. So they're not, the computers are the responders, not the people in a way. It's a very recognized presence kind of thing. When you're in the room, the computers start doing things and playing games with you or showing you art. So it has a kind of magical come-to-life quality.
Hi, I'm Will Bauer. I'm the founder of Moment Discovery Corporation and a engineer and media artist. So media art is, I guess, one side of a coin that also involves science and in particular interactive art. So there, within the world of media art, there's media art where you're playing videos or films or you've edited things, but they're being played back to a passive audience. But another portion of that world is interactive media, and that's where I've always been and worked. And the cool thing about interactive media, especially with your body, is that you are connecting different parts of your brain. You're connecting the physical movement side of your brain with your auditory and visual sensing. And that has a profound effect on your mind. It makes you look at things differently. It makes you feel things emotionally differently than if you weren't moving. And that has fascinated me for the last 30 years. And I've been pursuing that and creating technology for converting movement into sound and lighting and computer video and tools for authoring environments like that. So there's kind of an art and science side of this that combine together. So that's what we call the dot box because it has 8,000 dots of individual LEDs that can be individually controlled with color and brightness, and it can be direct, representational visualization, but it can also be very abstract. And so your body movements are tracked by our tracking system in three dimensions, and the movements of your arms or your legs can change what's in the cube and make the colors respond to you. And because it's so large, it occupies a large part of your field of view, and that makes it a very deeply interactive experience because it becomes immersive, in a way like the virtual reality goggles, but without the nausea and without the issues that virtual reality can have.
You can play art games called watercolor, where you're mixing light with your friends. You can play Pong. We have a little sort of dance freeze game. We also have more contemplative works where you can sort of interact with images and atmospheres and moods and vibes that you can manipulate kind of to suit you. So it's kind of like you're tuning the media in the room. There's fun things for kids. Like, the kids love interacting with that. We have a big dot wall where they can see themselves live. They can also write on it. We have a computer station set up with like cute little examples of drawings, and people can like live draw on the media art wall, so they can like own that part of the studio. It's really fun to see how interested people are in owning big pieces of light bright. Yeah, it's great. Just the idea that these devices and this kind of technology can be so beautiful. I think the other thing is that sort of reasserting our humanity in digital environments where our avatars, our information, we know it's all happening. We know it's being collected or fed into the training algorithms or whatever's happening with our personal data. Here we see our personal data. We know what's happening with it. We get to sort of control it and transform it into something else. So that's a more theoretical thing. You know, art, games, ideas about how we exist in this digital world, they can all mash together, I think. There's no separation for us. We're as interested in each of those categories and many more.
I think the potential for reconnecting art with science is huge, and it's something that I think in the 21st century is coming. It's coming back from, you know, Renaissance times in a new way. They say history rhymes. It doesn't, you know, recapitulate perfectly, but there's so much that artists and scientists can learn from each other, and so many ways that they're actually not too dissimilar in some of their thought processes or the way in which they look at the world. They're curious, they're wanting to learn, they're wanting to understand on the science side in a very rational, intellectual way, and the art side more of an emotional, feeling way. But it's about understanding our universe in a more coherent and deep fashion that allows for the complexity of both feelings and numbers.
Pamela Anthony, Director of Research, along with Will Bauer, Founder Director of Moment Discovery. You can play with their human computing work called Hello Human. It's full of interactive light displays and games, and it's open now through July 16th at City Center Mall. Find out more at moment discovery.ca.